There are enough students in the Waluk School District in Grant County without adequate housing to fill a whole school.
We have 3 elementaries, 1 junior high, and a high school. So 411 students is about an elementary school.
That's Juliana Mendoza. She's a liaison for the McKinney-Vento program in Managua and the CERT AIR. It helps children with housing issues. The program also helps students farther north in the small and rural Orondo School District in Douglas County. There, almost half of the students are in the program. It's a similar story at Mount Adams School District in Yakima County, where over 35% of students are in the program. Lori Herrera is the McKinney-Vento case manager at that district.
Our district has a little over 800 students in it. Right now, we have 300 students that are McKinney-Vento.
The McKinney-Vento program provides federal funding to support students who lack a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence. But Mendoza says it doesn't always mean that students are living on the streets.
The McKinney-Vento program works with families that might have a house, but their situation is a little bit difficult.
Mendoza says if something in the house is not in good condition or students are doubled up, they can qualify. Herrera says students in the Mount Adams district, which mainly serves Native American communities, experience different circumstances.
They're living in a home. Them and their family is living in another family's home. If they're living in a hotel motel, public places, that type of situation also categorizes them as being displaced.
Stephanie Andler is the Orondo School District Superintendent, which mostly serves agricultural families.
It's hard to find housing. The majority of our families will live in homes provided by their employers, or a lot of families are sharing homes for that work.
Herrera says shelters for youth are far away from some of these smaller towns.
There are no resources here in our district that house our families. They do have to travel like 45 minutes to an hour out of district to receive those services.
Herrera says Yakima is the closest city to find help. Annette Rodriguez is the chief homeless services officer at Yakima Neighborhood Health. She says the clinic focuses on reducing barriers for young people through a homeless students' stability program.
This program helps pay for things that the youth or young adults may need while they're going to school. We work directly with the homeless student liaisons. They make the referrals directly to our agency.
Adrian Jensen is the Youth Housing Program Manager at HopSource. The organization helps youth with transitional housing and rehousing in Adams, Grant, and Kittitas counties.
They're furnished units. We work with clients who find housing but are unable to pay those move-in costs. We're able to help with that.
School liaisons and organizations helping youth agree that more resources and housing are priorities to support people in rural areas, where every year they identify more youth in need. For NWPV, I'm Johanna Bejarano.